Today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We will start with Gufa about 8 lines up from the bottom, as today, much of today is about the mitzvah of Ha'anaka, as we will started already discussing in the last daf. Okay, so here we go, Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Fourth to last skinny line, Gufa. We quote a brisa that we quoted earlier. Elu ma'anikin lahem. The following avadim, we give ha'anaka to. Because why do we have to have all of these limudim that we're about to have? Because in the Torah, Beferish, we only have one type of eved that gets ha'anaka. If we look in Parshas Re'eh, where the mitzvah of ha'anaka is described, the Torah tells us by Perek Tezvah Pasuk Yud Beis, ki macher lecha ha'achicha ha'ivri o ha'ivriya, if you have an eved ivri or an ame ivriya, vavatcha sheishanim, and they work for you for 6 years, uvashana ha'shviyiz, tishalchenu chavshi me'imach. In the 7th year, set him free, as we know, 7 years, as is described in Mishpatim. Much of these parshios, it's what's called aniyim b'makam echad va'ashir b'makam acher. You have to read all of the different parshios in the Torah that discuss this topic in order to get the full picture. So in Mishpatim, you don't have Hanukkah mentioned, only here in Re'eh. But, you know, you have an Eved Ivri or an Ivriya, Am Ivriya that works for 7 years. V'chisa shachenu chavshi me'imach, lo tishachenu reikam. When you send them free, when you let them free, do not send them out empty-handed. Ha'anik ta'anik lo. Mitzoncha, migarnecha, umiyikvecha. Please be ma'anik them. So what does that mean? That's an unusual lashon. Uncle says, afrasha safri shlei. Separate from your items for them, from your tzon, from your goren, from your yakev, asher beirachcha, Hashem alakecha, titein lo. From what Hashem has given you as a bracha, titein lo. We will see, we will darshan almost every phrase of these two psukim, Be'er Hashem on today's daf, that Hashem has blessed you with, give to Him. Vizacharta, and through this, you will remember, ki eved yisav eretz Mitzrayim, vayiftecha Hashem alokecha, that as you were an eved, somehow ha'anaka will remind us that we were avadim, vayiftecha Hashem alokecha, al-chein anochi mitzavcha, es ha'davar hazeh hayom. And that's why I command this to you today. Maybe it's connected to the Bizas Mitzrayim, when we were sent out from being avadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us ha'anaka, so to speak, so we have to make sure to give ha'anaka, we have to make sure to give appropriate, we might call it severance, we might just call it presence, to the ones that are going out. If you look at the Svarno, Vizacharta ki eved hayisa, shelo bilvad hotziacha me'avdus chavshi, aval ha'anek lecha mimamon ha'mishtabdim lecha. Right, he also relates it, right? Hashem did not take you out only physical, avdus chavshi, but he gave you a lot, right? And so too, the Rashbam also says, Voziacha b'Rechush Gadol. So just like we went out with Rechush Gadol, so too by Avadim. But in the Pasuk, the Pasuk is only about an Eved Ivri, or an Amma Ivriya, and one that goes out after 6 years. So the Gemara here, and it's a mitzvah, which we will get to later on, is a separate mitzvah saseh d'araisa to give ha'anaka. So ve'elu ma'anika mahem. The following following Avadim must receive ha'anaka. Hayotze b'shanim, as we just said, that's the one b'feirish in the Torah, goes out in years, 6 years. Ubi yovel, and if yovel is motzi the eved, ubi misas adon, or if the master dies, the amah ha'ivriya b'simanim. And an amah ivriya goes out with simanim when she goes free. Right, that's the way that she goes free, that eved ivri does not have that option, but she goes free with simanim. So those are the four. We'll get to the exceptions by Hashem in a minute. But first, the ksos. The ksos discusses, we know that we learned a couple of days ago, and there was something I forgot to mention then, so I'm going to mention it now. We learned a couple of days ago about Shibudu Daraisa, Shibudu Darabana, Dav Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The concept of Shibudim, if I have a lien on your property, right? I lent you money, so now your property are meshuvah to me. Is that daraisa? Is that derabanan? We said shibud daraisa. So if we hold shibud daraisa, really, I'm allowed to collect from your property, even if a person dies, and from yarshim, even from lekuchos. If I say shibud lav daraisa, that I can't. We said lamaskana. We paskin shibud is daraisa, but we're not going to collect from lekuchos because of a din derabanan. Because there's no kol, and we feel bad for them. That was the sugya of Shibud Daraisa. There's one point to mention about that sugya that we didn't mention then, but first I'll mention what it has to do with Ardaf. The Ksos asks, in Siman Lametes, if you hold Shibud Lav Daraisa, So then why, what are the, one of the four cases here that the Braisa says that you have to give Hanukkah? Misas Ha'adon. The master dies, and now the children have to give out Hanukkah. They have to give out money and assets to the Eved as he leaves. Why? Why is that? Especially, says the Ksos, if you hold Shibud Alav Da'araisa, then the property of the master is not Meshubad, is not leaned to the Baal Chov. Isn't the Eved like a Baal Chov here, that is owed money? And therefore, when the Adon dies, if you hold Shibud Alav Da'araisa, the Yarshim should not have to pay. Why, as the Ksos, Ve'echim Mishkachas Ha'anaka, Ve'misas Ha'adon, Ha'eno Go, Ve'miyarshim, Afilu Ksuva Batorah. Even if it's Milva Ksuva Batorah, as we discussed then, the list of items that are Ksuva Batorah, which we'll get back to. So why do they have to pay? Says the Ksos V. Efshar. Efshar, it is possible. The Hach Ha'anaka, Hach Ha'anaka, B'misas Adon, Eino Chov Avihem, Ela Chov Atzmam, Umi Nichse Atzman, Tzarech Litein Ha'anaka, Afilu Im Lohiniach Avihem Nechasim. Right, what is Ha'anaka? The Chiddush of the Torah is that Ha'anaka is not a chov of the father that then goes over to the children. It is a chov of the children. That's the Chiddush of the Torah, that it's a chov of the children. Even if the father didn't leave them anything, didn't leave them any property. It's as if when the Adon dies, the children get the Eved, and now they have a Chiv to be Motzi the Eved. Even though, really, if you look at it on paper, right, when the Adon dies, the Eved goes free. It's amazing. Says the Ksos, how do you get out of this problem? That if you hold Shibud Alav Da'araisa, the children shouldn't have to pay. It's not their Eved. The answer is it is their Eved. When the Adon dies, the Torah says the Eved goes to the children, and the very same second, it goes free from the children. But it's their obligation for Ha'anakah. But he leaves it a little, he says, that's what you have to say, but it's a little Tzorachian. In the footnotes here in the Ksos, they talk about other Achronim that discuss this issue. About why, if you hold Shibud Alav Da'araisa, or even if you hold Shibud Da'araisa, the footnotes related, you know, what would you say regarding the issue of Ha'anaka? But just once we're on the topic, just one part I neglected to mention in that sugya, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, so I'll mention it now, Milva Ksuva Batorah and Milva She'ina Ksuva Batorah. A milva that the Torah demands, the Torah writes down, milva she'ina ksuva batorah. So there is there a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean exactly? Milva ksuva batorah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi there says, milva ksuva, milva lav ksuva batorah, lo hutal alav chova me'eis ha-melech, elo me'iske ma'isa atzmo. Rashi says, what is a milva ha-ksuva batorah? Something that the Torah is machadish and creates the obligation. And it flows from the gzeirah of Hashem. What's not a milva ksuva batorah? Milva alone. Alone. Why do I have to pay alone? Because I borrowed money from you, so I have to pay you. Not because the Torah says, but because it's me'iske ma'isa atzmo. That's the language of Rashi. Tosfos there on top has a different formulation of what milva ksuva batorah is. It's similar, but it's a different focus. Would I have known this idea without the Torah? Rashi is, does it flow naturally from the act? Tosfos is, top Tosfos, Yigimel Amabez, Pirish, what are examples of milva ksuva batorah? Karbanos, I do something and I have to give a carbon for it. So I wouldn't have known that without the Torah. Pidyon Aben, Arachin, all those are milva ksuva batorah. Shalo hayo yodim in yoni nesinos halalu, im loshin is chayva Torah beferish. If the Torah wouldn't have said it. But milva? Milva, I would have known without the Torah. So it's similar, but it's not exactly the same. But Tosfos, I skipped over a word. Tosfos mentions one word that if you look at the Tosfos Arash, he has the exact same formulation as Tosfos, but he leaves out this one word. Nezikin. Is Nezikin Milva Aksuva Batorah or Eino Aksuva Batorah? So if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos has Nezikin as a Milva Aksuva Batorah, which seems amazing. What if I damage you? I wouldn't have thought that I have to pay you without the Torah saying, oh, you have to pay. Parshas Mishpatim. Tosfos has Nezikin as a Milva Aksuva Batorah. The Tosfos Arash, without a lot of fanfare, he quotes Tosfos exactly without that word. Without that word, Nezikin? That's not a Milva Aksuva Batorah. That, or if you want to put it into Rashi's words, it flows from the act. It's not what the Torah is. So what does Tosfos mean? Maybe the details of Nezek are mechudash. Not the idea that you have to pay, but some of the details, mimetav and other context that you might have to relate to. But either way, that's an important discussion in Milbach Sotah Batorah, which we are making up for right now. But it goes to Daf Yud Gimel, but here it is 3 days later. Back to the Braisa now on our Daf, Tez Zayin Mabeis. So the Braisa says there are four types of avadim that are going free, that receive Hanaka. Again, if you go out with Shanim, or Yovel, or Misas Ha'adon, or Ame Evriya, when she goes out, when she reaches age Simanim. Aval, says the Tanakama, Boreach V'yotzei V'giron Kesef, Ein Ma'anikimo. If an Eved ran away, or Yotze Bigiro Kesef, or he's paying his way out himself, then he does not receive Hanaka. We'll see why. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, no, he's mechalik between these two. Boreach ein manikimo. If he runs away, it's okay, see where can we find him? He ran away, so we don't give him Hanaka. The Yotze Bigiro Kesef, ma'anikimo. But if he goes up Bigiro Kesef, if he's paying his way out, he does get Hanaka. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and this is the bright part of the Brice that we quoted up above. Yesterday, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba Manikim Lahem. There are four that get Hanukkah, that receive Hanukkah, Shlosha Ba'ishva, Shlosha Ba'isha, but three by each person. There are three by a man and three by a woman. The Iyata Yacholomar, Arba Ba'achas Behen. You can't say by any one of the genders that there are four, Lefisha'in Simanim Ba'ish, for it's Iyab Isha, because Simanim, a man does not go out with Simanim, only an Isha, and a woman is not Nirtza. There's no Eved, there's no Shifcha near Tsa'as. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, there's four altogether, but only three by each person. So three Shitas in the Braisa. So now the Gemara goes into what are the sources of these Shitas. Minani mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Yochol lo yumanikim, elo liyotze b'sheish. I might think that the only one that receives Hanukkah is if you go out in 6 years. Why would I have thought only that? Because that's what the Pasuk says. That's what we read the Pesukim before. The Pasuk is talking about, the Pasuk says, when the Eved goes out after 6 years, he gets Hanaka. So I might have thought you'll only give it to that Eved. Minayin l'rabos, yotze b'yovel, u'b'misas ha'adon v'am evriya b'simanim. According to the Tanakama, how do I know to include all the other types of avadim and people that go out? Tamalomar, tishalchenu, v'chisashalchenu. Right, it says it twice. If you read the psukim that we read before, Rashi quotes, Trey Zimni. So it includes when you send out the other avadim also. Yochol sha'ani marbe boreach v'yotzei v'giron kesef. I might think that I include all those two, if he runs away, or he goes out, tamalomar v'chise shalchenu chavshi me'imach. When you send him out, se shalchenu chavshi me'imach, misha shilucho me'imach. We're talking about an Eved that you send out, that's who gets Hanukkah. Yatza Boreach, V'yosef, Giron Kesef. If an Eved runs away, you didn't send him out, he ran away himself. Or even Giron Kesef, according to the Tanakama, he is paying his way out. You're not sending him out. She'ein Shilucho Me'imach. That is the Tanakama. So the Pasuk says, any Eved you send out is going to get Hanukkah. If you don't send him out, then he is not going to receive Hanukkah. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir Omer, ein man, boreach ein manikim lo. Rabbi Meir says, boreach, you do not give, dein shilucho meimach, because he is not. Avol yotzi v'giron kesef, sheshilucho meimach. But yotzi v'giron kesef, you are sending out. Machlokes tanaim. How do you look at giron kesef? Are you sending him out or not? You don't give him everything. The Shita L'Nod L'Mi here says, when you send out the Giron Kesef, it has to be prorated based on how much is left. You're not going to give Hanaka, or how much he had worked. You're not going to give him full Hanaka if he didn't work for you. Hanaka has to do with based on what he's done for you. So, Nirisha Manikin Lo Lefima She'avad, Imavad Shonan Osen Lo Shtei Slam V'Shekam. You have to prorate it. Okay, that's the Shitul Anodul Mi. But what's the Lumdis? What's the Machlokas? Whether we look at a Yotze B'Giron Kesef as someone who you are sending out or someone who is going out himself. So I saw in the Birei Adaf, some Achronim suggest maybe the issue is when, we touched on this already, whenever you have all these cases of Avadim, so we know there are events that allow them to go free. Do I foresee those events when, by the original sale, I said he's sold for 6 years now. Fine. So do I say that's only a kinyan lizman? What we might call a kinyan peiros. There's no kinyan aguf here because it's already limited. Or do I say no? Up until 6 years comes, it is a full kinyan. He owes him owns him totally. But once the 6 years ends, then there's afka. Then there's a halachic uprooting. It's not a surprise. We know, but halachically, we don't look at it. We don't recognize it until it happens. So maybe some suggest that's the machlokas here. Am I sending him out or not? According to the first opinion, I'm not sending him out. It's not shiluchu imach. Why? By Giron Kesef. Because even originally, it wasn't a total forever kinyan. It was somewhat limited, and now you're even paying your way out earlier. So that's not called, I'm not sending you out. Mashe by Giron Kesef. By the other opinion, it says, no, Giron Kesef, I do not foresee any type of Giron Kesef until it happens. And once it happens, so then I am allowing you. But you can still look at it as Shiluchu Imach. Or you might even ask that question within the 6 years. 6 years and 50 years, right? Yovel and you, is that called? That everybody seems to agree that is Shiluchu Imach, which seems to point to the fact that by those, you for sure do not see it before it happens. Right, it is Shiluchu Imach. It's full kinyanim, and now I'm being mishaleach. So that's some lamdis regarding how you look at Giron Kesef. Okay, there might be other suggestions, but we'll continue. So again, the first opinion said the four get, but not Boreach or Giron Kesef. Rabbi Meir says Boreach does not get, Giron Kesef does get. And says the Gemara, before we get to Rabbi Shimon Shita, says the Gemara, Boreach. They both have to tell me that a boreach does not get ha'anaka. Ask the Gemara, why not? Hashlama boy. If he runs away, so then you catch him. So then what? Then he has to come back and be mashlam his ears. And then what? And then if he's mashlam his ears, then he should get it. Boreach hashlama boy, detanya. Minayin leboreach shechayav lahashlim. How do I know that a boreach has to finish his servitude? Tamavomar sheish shanim yavod. He has to work for 6 years. So he has to come and finish up. Yachol the Braisa continues afilu chala. You might think even if he gets sick during the 6 years, he's chayav to be mashlim and go past those years. Tamalomar uvashvi is yetzei. No, in the seventh year he goes free. So there are two phrases. There's a phrase that says he has to work for 6 years, which sounds like even if it's not in a row, if he runs away, he's got to make it up. And then the next phrase says, no, seventh year goes free, period. So we say Boreach is included in the first phrase. Chole is included in the second phrase. Either way, question mark. So we see Boreach has to be Mashlim. So if he's Mashlim, so then won't we say that he's going to get Hanukkah after he's Mashlim? Omar Rav Sheshes, no. Hachabamaya Skinon, Kigon Shebarach, Upaga Bo Yovel. The Chiddush is there that he ran away and then all of a sudden Yovel comes. Upaga Bo Yovel, Rashi says, Achre Chain Lamachras. And therefore, what? Ma'u detema hova afik le yovel shiluchu meima karina bay. You might think that even though he ran away, but now it's yovel. So it's cool. You'd have to send him free anyway, even if he hadn't run away. So therefore, you might call this shiluchu meima velo niknasei v'nanikle, and we shouldn't fine him, and we should give him anaka. Kamash malan, we say, we don't say that. Kamash malan, we say, even in a case where Paga Bo Yovel, he is not going to get Hanaka because he ran away first. He was Boreach. 2 points. Number one, the Rambam. There's a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Smag. The Rambam here paskins in Hilchas Avadim, Perek Beis Halacha Dalin. Echad Amocher Atzma Osha Machru Bezdin. Ubarach Chayiv Lahashlim Shanav. Yes, we Mashlim. V'im Paga Bo Yovel, Yatzal L'Cheiris. Like our Gemara seems to say, he goes, he's Yatzal L'Cheiris, right? What does our Gemara say? The Havamin is, you might say, since, how do you simply read our Gemara? You might have said, the Havamina, since he's going out in Yovel, you should also give him Ha'anaka. Kamash Malan, you don't give him Ha'anaka. And that's how the Rambam seems to read the Gemara. If Yovel comes, he goes free. The Kesef Mishnah here, though, quotes the Smag. Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, one of the Rishonim, who also wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvahs. There are a couple of smags throughout the Mishnah Torah that the Kesef Mishnah quotes. A more well-known one was on Kasher Zaman v'lo Kasher Asa. He also quotes the smag there. But here the Kesef Mishnah quotes the smag, who says, V'impaga bo yovel yatsa. He goes through by yovel. Ba medvar ba murim bechala. That's only if he gets sick. And then Yovel comes, he does not have to make up those ears. Aval bibarach, ein hayovel motzio. But if he ran away, and then Yovel comes, he's still got to finish. He does not go free by Yovel. V'yesh lo tamua, lama docha tamuda didan, mibnei ha-Yerushalmi. Said the Kesef Mishnah, it seems like he's based on a Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi's lashon is, my time, huh? Why is it that a borech doesn't go free even by Yovel? Ze birshuso, v'ze eino birshuso. Ad kam lashon Yerushalmi. Yovel is only Meshachra, an Eved that is in the Rishus of the Master. But if he's not in the Rishus of the Master, he does not go free. So, the Smog sees the Mazel like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli. The Kesef Mishnah leaves the Betzarachian. Why would the Smog pass like the Yerushalmi over the Bavli? Says the Lechem Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. You have to give a different shot. It must be that the Smog has a different understanding of our Gemara. Of our Havamina and Maskana. Right, it does not mean, how did we read it? You might say that Eved goes free, but you should also give him Anaka. Kamash Malan, you don't give him Anaka, but for sure he goes free. The Smog must not read our Gemara that way. Says the Lechem Mishnah, it must be the Efshalat Haaretz, the Smog Zal, Kedei Lahaskim Tamud Didonim Yerushalmi. He doesn't want there to be a Machlokas. So that's why he re-understands the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi. Says the Lechem Mishnah, even though he knows it's a difficult reading. What is his reading? Kamash Malan, Delo Afik Le'Yovel. Not Kamash Malan, we don't give him Ha'anaka. But not only we don't give him Ha'anaka, but we don't even let him go free. And that's why we're not going to give him Ha'anaka. Devada I'avi Mafik Le'Yovel, Havi Karina Le'Shiluchu Me'imach. If Yovel would be Meshachar him, that would be Shiluchu Me'imach. The Kamash Malan is we don't give him Ha'anaka. Why? Because we don't let him free. That's how the Smog reads the Gemara. Even though it doesn't sound this way from our Gemara, a great example of a dachuk reading trying because he wants to put all of the sources together. He'd rather not have a machlokas bavli Yerushalmi, so he re-understands our Gemara to have it in light of the Yerushalmi. An important machlokas though between the halacha maisa, between the Rambam and the Smog. If an Eved runs away and then Yovel comes, does the Eved go free? Machlokas. Rambam says yes, and the Smog says no. Good. Two other points that we're shown to bring up here. Both in the Ritva. The Ritva says, what happens if, let's find the Lashon, the Ritva here says, like the Rambam says. Then the Ritva adds, V'afilu imtim salomar, debasar yovel, kaifinan leila hashlem mashabarach. He goes free, I agree with the Rambam. But you know, what if he owes him? What if he owes him years? So it could be, says the Ritva, we're going to force him to go back and work for him even after Yovel. But even if we do that, says the Ritva, Hahi lav betoras avdasu. But that's not because he's an Eved. Yovel is Meshachar ol avadim. Ela midin tashlumim kiporeachovo. He owes him. Yovel, there's no shmitas ksafim when it comes to Yovel. Right? So he'd have to pay him because he owes him a piraon. V'chimashlim leka shiluach Eved denanikle. And therefore, when he finishes these, let's say he owes him 3 more years, we're not going to give him Hanaka afterwards, because it's not an Eved going free. It's just somebody who owes. To Ben Chorin Gomor, whom he called the Machain. So he says, even if you want to say we're going to make him work after Yovel, it's not Petaris Eved, but Petaris Piron. Mikol Makom, but the Ritva says, that's an Imtim Salomar, but I don't even think you'd have to do that. Mikol Makom, Nirin Advarim, but I think to Kivan Shepagabo Yovel, the Yatzal Acheris, Shuv, Eino Mashlim. He's not Mashlim in any realm. V'yafilu midin piron chov v'tashlumin. Even if he owes him. D'may d'barach v'nizbatel? Why not? Now he asks. Doesn't it make sense that he have to pay? He says, no. The fact that he ran away is not a direct mazik. D'may d'barach v'nizbatel eino ela grama ba'alma. It's indirect damage. K'mivatel kiso v'sadeo shachaveir shupater. V'cheinu das mori rabbeinu nero. Says the Ritva, I can hear, says the Ritva, why he would have to work afterwards, but first of all, it would not be as an Eved, because a Yovel, I don't want to agree with the Smog at all, right, the Yovel is Meshachrer, and number two, I don't even think, it would only be as a Mishalim Piron, but I don't even think he has to do that. Because I think he caused him indirect damage by not working for him, but that is just indirect, and really, Maker Adin, he doesn't have to go back. Okay, good. The other point in the Ritva, I'm not going to read it now, but he talks about whether Boreach is going on Chole also, or it's separate. Okay, either way, we're not going to mention that right now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar. Yachol afilu chala. So the second price that we just brought up, Yachol afilu chala. Tam alomer b'shvias yetzay. Even if he goes, even if he's sick, you might think that he has to make it up. No, if he's sick, then he goes out in the seventh year. Period. Says the Gemara, afilu chala kol sheish. Even if he was sick all 6 years, he's going to go free. V'atanya. The price says chala shalosh va'avad shalosh eino chayav lahashlim. If he was sick half the time, sick 3 years, works 3 years, he does not have to be mashlim. Chala kol sheish chayav lahashlim. He does have to. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Sheshes ba'osa ma'isa machat. When do we say that is not chayav lahashlim, even if he's sick all six? If he's still working during the time that he was sick, he's not doing what he used to do, but he's osa ma'isa machat. He's sewing. He's sewing, so there he doesn't have to make it up because he did something during those years, right? Rashi on the third line. Bosa maisa machat bichoyo shu maisa kau ktoni leel kol sheish yinu chayav lahashlem taha avele malacha. He did something, so he wouldn't have to make those up. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hagufa kasha. The two lines of the Brisa are in self-contradictory. Amarta chala shalosh va'avat shalosh ein chayav lahashlim ha'ar b'chayav lahashlim. If you work for 3 years, you're okay. But if you work for four, if you're sick for 4 years, you be chayav mashlim. Ema seifa chala kol sheish chayav lahashlim ha'dalat ein chayav lahashlim. So is it dafka three or is it dafka six? Right, what do you do with four? So where it says, Hachi ka'amar, chala dalin na'ase kemisha chala kol sheish v'chayav lahashlim. Really, three is literal. Four is like six. And therefore, if you're sick for more than half the time, then one would be chayav to be mashlim. Good. Gemara. Says Tosfos. Tosfos says, yesh shahayu rotzim lamar. There were those. What does the Gemara say here? If you're sick half the time, you just have to be mashlim. Even before we see Tosfos, you have to be mashlim the, if you stick half the time, you're okay. You just do the other 3 years. And then what happens at the end? You go out and, pashas, you receive full hanaka. Doesn't say you receive half hanaka, full hanaka. Says Tosfos, there are those that think, from this Gemara, yesh ayirotim lomar, sha'osam schir malam de tinokos, those teachers, imchalu chatzizman. What if a teacher is sick half the time that he's supposed to be teaching? Kemo chein, lo yiu mashlimin ezvanam. They don't have to make it up. Up to half the time. Kemo evit ivri tahacha. V'yitzlu kol haschirus. Kivan shahayu anusim. There are those that understand this Gemara, just like an evit ivri, if he's sick half the time, he gets paid full at the end, as because it wasn't his fault. So too, teachers, melande tinokos, if they're sick half the time, they still will get paid in full. Tosfos is not happy about this. Tosfos says Vakasha. He quotes a Gemara about Metzia, which seems to say that you do not say that. Even if someone's anus, okay, we feel bad for him, he's anus, but we're not going to pay him for what he didn't do. That's not going to work. So therefore, Tosfos says, halfway down in Tosfos, Im kein malamdei tinokos nami, im chalu lo yikhu ela mashi hervichu. They missed a day here, a day there. Okay, that's expected. That's normal. But if they miss half the time, Tosfos says, the school's not going to pay him. If he missed half his days, no, they'll only pay him for what he did. And then Tosfos quotes the Svara. De'ein ledamosam klal le'evet ivri. Don't compare teachers to evet ivris. Even though sometimes teachers might feel that way, right? But you shouldn't compare the teacher to an evet ivri. Why? Tosfos says, Tu chilukim. Number one is conceptual. Number two is textual. Number one, Tosfos says, "De Evet." I'm about two-thirds of the way down in Tosfos. De Evet Ivri Gufo Kanui La Dono. An Evet Ivri has, as we spoke about yesterday, the two types of Kinyonim, Kinyon Mammon, Kinyon Isser. The Evet Ivri is Gufo Kanui La Adono. His Mahus is Niknet to the Adon. Lefichach. Sorry, Hilkach Chalasholosh Yenachayv Lahashlim. Din Yocholasas Malacha, Yosem Yecholto. He can't do more then, he was sick. Avo Melameit Ein Gufo Kanui Elasachar Atzmolo Morar Azman. But a teacher, he has a job to do. He doesn't have his mahus is not nikneh. He was hired to do a job. He didn't do the job. He doesn't get paid. Uksheinu yachol hashlim lo yitol elamashi herviach. Only what he was marviach. Number one. Va'od nireh. I'm not passing anything from this Tosfos. I'm just learning the Tosfos. You got to see how this translates into the psak. Va'od nireh. And then he says, an od nireh lachalik b'malami levet ivri. He says, also another difference is because by Eved Ivri, once he worked for 3 years, so we say that's, he did what he was supposed to do. Why? Because there's a pasuk in Yeshayo that says, Miksei Shalosh Shanim Kishnei Sakhir. So you see the 3 years that is used in that context. Imkei Matzinu, the Shanim, the Sakhir ain't Shalosh Shanim. You don't have that by a teacher, and therefore you can't compare. The Ritva has one other formulation, which is very similar, but it allows us to talk about something else also. The Ritva says, it's similar to how I formulated Tosis' first approach, but the Ritva says a beferish. The Ritva says, he doesn't say just teacher, he says a worker, a poel. He says, don't compare a poel to an Eved Ivri. He says, "De'ilu poel o kablon hischiro balabayis l'malacha zu al davar yadua no telscharo v'kivet shelo asa'o ava bishachala o nenas elo elaschar mashasa l'vi cheshbon." He was hired to do a job, or he was hired to work per day. So if he didn't work on that day, if he didn't do the job, I'm not going to pay him, because you focus not on the person but on the work or on the object, says the Ritva. Aval, and this is similar to Tosis' first approach. Aval Eved Ivri lo nishtabi lo lasos davar yadua. In Eved Ivri, you didn't get him to do something specific. Elo nishtabi lo sheyichapu lemalachto. He is yours to do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Nothing specific. Lomar shekom malachto de la rabo. Whatever he does belongs to the master. Lefichach im chalav lo asa klum nistach vasadehu shaladon. It's his tough luck. But because it wasn't anything specific, it wasn't that he didn't fulfill something that he was supposed to fulfill. He was supposed to do everything that he could do for the master, and he did everything he could do for the master. And therefore, there is no, you can't compare. And just once we have this, what does this remind us of? This last chilek of the Ritva about a poel and a kablan versus an Eved Ivri, the Beis Halevi about Kabbalah Satorah. So, It's definitely, this is it. The Beis HaLevi asked the Kasha, right? How did B'nai Yisrael say Nasa V'nishma at Har Sinai? We know the halacha is, if I obligate myself to pay you an infinite amount of money, I owe you zero. If I go over to you and say, Hodos Baldin K'meidim Dami, I owe you $5 billion. So I owe you $5 billion. Hodos Baldin K'meidim Dami. But if I say, I owe you whatever you want. Whatever you want, I owe you. I owe you zero. Because you can't be mishabe yourself to a davar sheino katzuf. So asks the Beis HaLevi, I think it's in Yisro, or Mishpatim, I think it's in Yisro, so how did Nasa V'nishma work? We say, well, do whatever you want, Hashem! How did that work, halachically? Explains the Beis HaLevi, no. There's a difference between a poel and a kablan and an eved. Exactly the Ritva here. He says, you're not allowed to be mishabe yourself to obligate yourself to do whatever he says. But what you can do is, you could create a relationship. You could say, I hereby am your Eved. If I am your Eved, then memela, I have to do everything you tell me to do. Step two, I can't directly obligate myself to do something, but I could create the relationship of being an Eved. Once I am an Eved, then I have to do everything that the master tells me to do. That was Nasa V'nishma. Nasa V'nishma means became Avdei Hashem. That's what occurred, and that works. Therefore, there's nothing specific in mind. It's exactly what the Ritva here says to explain the difference between a Malami Tinokos, a Sakhar and a Kablon, versus the Eved Ifri. Okay, here we go. Tanur Rabbanan, two dots. Kama Manikim Lo. Got to make Hanukkah exciting. Kama Manikim Lo. How much do we give the Eved in the case where he gets Hanukkah? So, Tanakama says, Chamesh Shloim Mikol Min V'min. We mentioned the pasuk before. The Torah says three things. Mitzonecha, Migarnecha, Miyikvecha. You have to give him. So, from each type, you have to give 5 Shloim worth. Mikol Min V'min. Shehein, Chamesh, Esrei Shloim, Devar B'meir. Do the math. 15 slime of assets altogether. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim. No, you have to give 30. Double it. Kishloshim Shalevid. Just like the Shloshim that you pay if one's ox kills an Eved Kenani. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamishim. Kichamishim Sheva Archin. You pay 50 because it's like 50 of Archin. We'll get to all of these sources. It's based on Gzeirah Shavos. Amar Maris, now let's go to each Shita. Amar Mar, Chamesh Slime, Mikol Min Vamin. Shem Chamesh Esrei Slime, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says 5 slime worth of each asset from your Tzon, from your Yekev, and from your Goren. So, Rabbi Meir, Minyan Asas Minan. Wow, Rabbi Meir, thank you very much. We don't know math. 5 times 3? What does he have to say 15 for? He says 5 of each type, and there are 3 types. What does he have to say 15? Hakamash Malan, Mifzar Hudalo Mifzar, Le Mihai Minyana. The Chiddush is that he's telling you the minimum. You can't have less. V'ibatzer le'micha, you can't have less from this minion, meaning 15 altogether. V'ibatzer le'michad mina, v'tafi le'michad mina, less lan ba. You have to have 15 altogether. If you gave 8 and 6 and 1, that's also okay. You don't have to have 5, 5, and 5. That's what he means by 15. My time at Rebbe Meir. What's the reason that Rebbe Meir says this? Yolif, reikam, reikam, yibachor. You learn it out from Bechor Behema Tahora. Malahalon Chamesh Slime, Afkan Chamesh Slime. Just like over there, I'm sorry, Bechor Pidyon Aven. Right? Just like over there, it's 5 slime that you pay. Afkan Chamesh Slime. Behema Chamesh Slime Mikolu. Maybe it means 5 altogether, not 5 from each. So the Gemara says, Iksiv, Reikam Libasov, Kidaka Amrit. If the Pasuk had said, we read the Pesukim before. If the Pasuk says, give him Hanacha, don't send him out empty-handed, then we would have said, okay, it means 5 altogether. Hasha, Dechsev, Reikam, Reikam, I'm sorry, Hasha, Dechsev, Reikam, Beresha, but now, what does the Pasuk say? I read it before. Lo Seshachano Reikam, Hanei Taniklo. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet. So first it says, don't let him out free. So Shadi Reikam, Atzon, Reikam, Agoren, Reikam, Ayekev. Put it on each one and learn that 5 from each. V'neilav Reikam Reikam e Olas Re'iya. Why don't you learn a different Gzeir Shava? Learn Reikam from Olas Re'iya that we have to bring every Yantif. And there it would be only 2 Kasef, as Rashi quotes. Amakra, no, because the continuation of the Pesukim say, give Anaka, Hashem Yirachah Hashem Elokecha. Which is a expansive phrase. As much as Hashem gives you a bracha. So that teaches me that I have to give more and not less. And that's why you darshan Gzeir Shava from Pidyon HaBen and not from Olas Re'iya. That's all Rabbi Meir. Ask all the Rishonim. Ask the Shizal and Odlami. What kind of kasha is this? Why don't you learn this Gzeir Shava? Ein Adam Dung Gzeir Shava Me'asmo. You have to have a Rebbe that tells you the Gzeir Shava. So he said a Gzeir Shava. So what do you mean, darshan a different Gzeir Shava? So the Shizal and Odlami gives the answer that many Rishonim give. The Ramban writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos. When we have that idea of a Gzeir Shava has to come from a Rebbe, it does not mean that every detail of every Gzeir Shava comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Misora that there are certain words that should be used for Gzeir Shavas. But there's flexibility in terms of which parshios connect to each other. And that's based on Svara. You can't make up your own words, because then the Rabban writes on Sefer HaMitzvahs, Ein L'dar V'sof. What? It says the word Vayehi, it says the word Vayehi. It says the word S, it says the word S. The Rabban says you can't have a large book without using words over and over again. That's the Torah. So it has to be that it has to come from a Rebbe. But the details of what you compare, that is something that has flexibility. Joe 2 here, right? Why do we darshan from one and not the other? Because it says Hashem Barach Hashem Elokecha. That's what tips us off. And that's what the Shita Lanot Zemi says here. And again, many Rishonim say it all over. The Ramban, the Meiri writes in Shavuos Lamed Gimel, I think. Right, the Shita Lanot Zemi says here. Dixer Shava Stamnitna, Rekam Rekam Nesina Nesina. Veloes Parish Maizu Rekam O Maizu Nesina. Right, it doesn't tell us which one. And therefore, there is flexibility. And that's what the Gemara meant to ask. Okay, that is all Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloshim Kesholoshim Shalavid, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, where does he know that from? Yolif Nesina Nesina, May Eved. So he learns a different Gzeir Shava from Eved. Right, it says here, Titain, and it says by damaging an Eved, right? Kesser, right, by the Nizke, by when he kills him. So again, similar question. Why don't you learn Nesina from Arachin? Malahalan Chamishin Avkan Chamishin. Why don't you learn that from Arachin? So the Gemara says, number one, Chada Tafasta Merubelo Tafasta, Tafasta Mua Tafasta. Whenever you have two suggestively mudim, you always go by the smaller one. Why? Because of the principle. You know for sure that's correct, right? Rashi in Sukkah explains this principle. Tafasta mu'alo, tafasta, why? Because you know this for sure is true. The one, the greater one, the bigger one, you're not sure. So it's kind of like Yesh Bechlam Asayimana. So that's better. The Ode, and also, Eved Me'eved Havalei L'Melech. I'd rather keep it in the world of Avadim. Here we're talking about Hanukkah. There we're talking about Nizke Avadim. I'd rather compare it to that than Arachin, which is a totally different context. Period. Rabbi Shimon Omer Chamishim Bechamishim Kechamishim Sheba Arachin. Rabbi Shimon says Hanukkah has to be 50. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Gamar Nesina Nesina Me'arachin. He learns it from Arachin. Exactly what we rejected before. The Gemara says Malahal Chamishim of Kar Chamishim. Be'ema Be'pachos Sheba Arachin. Okay, learn it from Arachin. Well, why do you pick the biggest Erech? Right? We know what's Arachin. Parshas Bechukosai. Every person, based on gender and age, has a certain Erech to give to the Beis HaMikdash, not to be confused with damim, which is how much a person can be sold for on the servant market. But Arachin are fixed. So why do you pick the 50 one? That's the biggest Erech. Pick a smaller one. No, the Gemara says, Hashem Berach, Hashem Lakech Haksif. That is pushing you to the larger amount, the phrase that you give Hanukkah based on bracha. V'nelev nesina nesina me'eved. Why don't you learn the Gzeirah Shavah from Eved? Malahal and Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. The Gemara says, after all, this is continuing the question. Chada, to tafasta merubalo tafasta. And therefore, it's better to darshan the smaller one. V'od Eved me'eved havalei l'melev. So why do you learn it from Arachin, overriding these factors? Rabbi Shimon, Micha, Micha, Gamar. He has a different Gzeirah Shavah, Micha, Micha. And therefore, that's his Gzeirah Shavah to me from the word Yamuch. Right, that's Gzeirah Shavah to Arachin. And Rashi again quotes here, as we just quoted from the other Rishonim, Eina Adonai Gzeirah Shavah Me'atzmo, U'misurihi Lahemei Rabosehem, U'misinai, Eiza Teva Nechtav L'Gzeirah Shavah, Kechol Davar Halaman Mechavero. Right, it's another Yisodistic Rashi. Period. So we have the three different opinions in the Brisa. Bishlamal Rabbi Meir, Hainu Dechsev Tzon, Goren V'Yakev. According to Rabbi Meir, who says you get five from each, I understand why the Torah delineates the three. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aitzon, Goren V'Yakev, Lamali. According to the second and third opinion, it's just a total. So what does the Torah have to list off? Items. So the Gemara says, I'm a Haimi boy, Lilikid de Tanya, to teach us the following, Yachal lo yu ma'anikin elamitzon garen v'yakev. I might think that those are the only items you give. Mi nayin l'rabos kol davar, how do I know that you give him anything? Tamalomar sheve rachacha Hashem alokecha. Right? Whatever Hashem blesses you with, you could give the Eved when he leaves. Im kein matam alom artzon gor v'yakev. So why does it say those? Lomar lecha to teach me matzon gor v'yakev miyuchadim sheyeshtam mechal bracha. Just like those items naturally appreciate, you could have sheep that could grow more wool, you could have wine, grapes that you could squeeze out. Right? They're something related to bechal bracha. Right? Bottom Rashi. Tzon para v'rava v'chen gidule karka. Right? Animals could procreate and trees. So av kol sheyesh mechal bracha, so too you can give anything that is mechal bracha. Yatsu ksafim, div Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon excludes money. Money can't procreate. Money is just money. It's what it is. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, yatsu prados, excluding mules, who as we know are kilayim and they cannot procreate. Rabbi Shimon prados b'shabcham bigufayu. Rabbi Shimon would say, no, I only exclude money. Prados, you can make them, you can feed them, you can make them more plump. For Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yaakov, ksafim avu buiska. Money can procreate. Invest it, right? You can make a lot more money. So that's why each of them will reject the other one, shita. Vitzricha. And you need all three, though. Dikaz rachman et son, if you only had son, hava amina, balei chayim in gidulei karkalo. I would have thought mamish, only animals, not items that grow from the ground. Parenthetically, sometimes we put animals into the category of gidule karka. But here, literally, gidule karka means grows from the ground, not lives off the ground.
So says the Gemara. So if you'd have only had tzon, I would have thought only animals, but not gedulei karka, because of Rachmana Goren. Because of Goren, if you have only have Goren, hava mina gedulei karka in balei chayim lo, I would have thought only the opposite, because of Rachmana tzon. That's why you have the first two. Yakev lamali. So what does Yakev teach me once you have the other two? So it's to exclude lamar lemute ksafim, lamar lemute prados. Either way, it's to exclude. Period. Tan Rabban, Hashem Beracha, Hashem Elokecha. You have to give based on what Hashem blessed you with. Yachol nisbarech bayis biglalo. Ba'anikin lo, lo nisbarech bayis biglalo, im anikin lo. You might think that you only have to give ha'anaka if your house was blessed because of the Eved, like Yaakov Avinu and Lavan. Because you had brachas, that's why you have to give him. But if you didn't get any bracha while he was in your servitude, while he was serving you, maybe you don't have to give hanukkah at all. Tamalomar hanik tanik, mikol makom. You always have to give hanukkah. Mikol makom, ma tamalomar sheberachacha, hakol afi bracha tein lo. It just means, if you had more, if you got bracha, then you should give him even more. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, no, Dvarim Kichsavam, literally, Nisparach Bayis Biglalo, Manikim Lo. Lo Nisparach Biglalo, E Manikim Lo. He says, he didn't give a bracha. No Anaka, Imkein Matam, Alom, Anik, Tanik, what's the double Lashon? Dibra Torah, Kalashon, B'nei Adam. Period. There's a major Lundish question, which we don't really have time to fully go through, but we mentioned before that Ha'anaka, as we're finishing the Sugis of Anaka now, is a mitzvah. Mitzvah the Chinuch in Tav Pei Beis has it as a mitzvah the Rambam in Asei Kuf Tzadi Vav. Hanukkah is a mitzvah Asei Deoraisa. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Shet Sivanu Laha'anik Eved Ivri Kishiyasa Lachavshi. Velo Yetze Biyadayim Rekanios. That's the mitzvah Deoraisa the Rambam counts. The Yireim counts two mitzvos. The Yireim counts Hanukkah of minimum and the Hanukkah of Asher Beirachacha. The Mitzvah Samelach points out this machlokas between the Rambam and the Yireim. What's the lamdis? The Rambam only has one mitzvah. So the question is, and this is what all the Achronim discuss, Rav Asher Weiss talks about this in Barshas Re'eh, but the Mitzvah Samelach and all the Achronim, how do we look at Ha'anaka? Is Ha'anaka what we call a chi of mamon, or is it staka? It's mandated staka, but it's staka. That's the shaila. And you might be mechalek between the two types of Hanukkah. The basic Hanukkah that you have to give, that might be a chiyuv mamon. He works for you, you have to have your chiyuv to give him. But you might say, if he did extra for you, asher beirachacha, so maybe that's in a different realm. Right, that's the lamdas. I'll read it, he says, Nira the Sabbath, the Hani, Bezin Yoni Hanukkah, Mishnei Dinamein. Two types of Hanukkah. And he mentions this, for the Meshachach. The Meshachach on that pasuk talks about its two phrases. It's two phrases there. One is from Hanik Tanik. One is Asher Berach, Hashem Alkecha, Titein Lo. Right? Two types of Hanukkah. Then that's why the Yireim lists it twice. Says the Mitzvah Samelach. Tahani Beis Sugi Hanukkah, Lo Rak B'Shi'ureihem Heim Chalukim, Ela Gam B'Yesod Chiyuvam. Tadin Hanukkah Shushir Shloshim Shekel. Iri Balonis Barech Abayis Biglalo. The basic idea of Shloshim Shekel, which we paskim from Hanik Tanik. Oh, he says it the opposite of what I said. That's Staka. Basic staka. He worked for you. The Torah mandates staka. The extra, your house had bracha because of him. Then you have to be mashlim. He designed for you. You have to give something to him. So that's more of a chov piraon. The Rambam, even if you hold it's two types of Hanukkah, still he would only count it as one. But that's the lumdis regarding Hanukkah. Rav Asher Weiss in his piece there in Re'eh, as he very often does, and he says this, that he'd really much not like to say it's two dinim. Doesn't like to say two dinim, but doesn't have to. He'd rather say it's one din with two parts. And it's not just semantics. It's one din with two parts. Meaning, what does he say here? He says, it's a chi of mamon. But the tam of this chi of mamon is staka. The Torah wants you to give staka, and therefore it mandates a chi of mamon for you to give. He puts it all together. And maybe that's why the Rambam counts it as one. Yesh lahavchin bazeh bein time at the kravik gidri achiyev. The be'emes ikr tam achiyev einu ela begedet staka. The chanina. Amnam geder achiyev sheyitin lo tashlum ba'ofan shel schar avoda. The Torah mandates you to give staka as a payment for his work. Right, so you put both of the lashonos together. Okay, weiter. Okay, these dafim are full. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Once we're talking about avadim, we continue now. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. Eved Ivri, Oved Esaben, Vein Oved Esabas. An Eved Ivri serves the ben, meaning if the master of the Eved Ivri dies, he serves a son, but he does not serve the daughter, which clearly shows, and all the Achronim point this out, that this is not Midin Yerusha. An Eved Ivri serving a son is not Midin Yerusha, because if it would be Yerusha, then he would serve the daughter also. He would serve the other Yarshim too. It's Dafka because of the principle called Kam Tachas Aviv. Sometimes we don't have a principle. Yerusha means that the property goes down to the son. But we have two or three areas in Halacha where it does not go down to the son, but it's that the son steps into the shoes of the father, conceptually. And one of the classic examples is this Gemara right here. Eved Ivri serves the son, but does not serve the daughter. Alma Ivriya, Eina Ovedes, Loas Aben, Loas Abbas. And Alma Ivriya serves neither. The master dies, as we said, Misa Sa'adon, the Alma Ivriya goes free. Hanir Tzaba Nimkar Lo V'Kochavim, after 6 years, you had Ritzia and somebody who sold to a guy, Eina Oved, Loas Aben, Loas Abbas. Doesn't serve either of them, meaning right when the master dies, or the guy dies, so then they are free. Amar Mar, let's talk about each one. Eved Ivri Oved Ezaben, Velein Oved Ezabas, Minon Emili, how do you know that? Then Eved Ivri only serves a son, not a daughter. Tetanu Rabbanu Bavotcha Sheish Shanim. He will serve you for 6 years. Lecha Velo Leyoresh. You are not a Yoresh. Ata Omer Lecha Velo Leyoresh, O Eino Ela Lecha Velo Leben. You exclude Yoresh, but you include Ben. That language even graphically already says this is not Yerusha. Your Yorshim are excluded. Ben is included. So you might say, maybe Velola Ben. Omer Sheishanim Yavod. It says he shall serve 6 years. Hari Leben Amur. Because it doesn't say there, Va'avatcha, he'll serve you. He says he'll serve 6 years. That includes someone else, even the son. Hamani Mekayim Va'avatcha Sheishanim L'cha Velola Yorish. Ma'ari Yisrael Rabos is a Ben Elohotia Sa'ach. Why do you include the son and not the brother, who's a different Yorish? Mar Ben Yisrael Ben Shekain. Kam tachas aviv. He goes into his father's shoes in two other areas of halacha. Liyada by yiud. By yiud, the father or the son could be miyaed the ama. Ula steachuza. Or for steachuza. We know the rules of steachuza. If somebody is makdish something, if they redeem it, all the different rules, they redeem it before Yovel, if the Gizbarim sell it before, without getting into the details right now, if the son redeems it, so then it's as if it was the father's Ulis Deachuza. So again, regarding that halacha, he's Kam Tachas Aviv. Says the Gemara Adarabba, Mar Bani Yasa'ach, Shekein Kam Tachas Aviv, Achiv Li'ibam. What a minute, there is one halacha that the brother goes into the shoes of the brother, and that is, of course, Yibam. Says the Gemara, Klom Yejibim Malvakam Shein Ben. What do you mean? But the son determines the brother. If there's a son, there is no Yibum. Hayesh Ben Ein Yibum. So you see, the son is the more central figure to take his place. Says the Gemara, Ela Taima Deika Apircha. What, the reason that we knocked out the brother is because the Ben comes first by Yibum. Ha Lav Hachi Ach Adif. But without that, we would say the brother comes first? Even if you want to say Yibum is a good factor. Typically, the Hakatati Vachachada. Still, the son has two things, Yir and Steachuza. The brother only has one, Yibum. So the Gemara says, no, Steachuza nami mehai perchu. Steachuza would also have the same problem. To konafka le latana, klum yeshibim el b'makam she'en ben. Steachuza would have the same problem, and therefore we'd rather knock out the Yibum factor rather than say it's two against one, because it really would be one against one. Period. Let's just do the next section and then we'll stop. Ama Ivriya ain't all Ved is Lois Aben Velos Abbas, and Ama Ivriya serves neither. Eved Ivri serves the Ben, Ama Ivriya serves neither. Minani Mili Amar Ebi Pitas, Ama Kra, Fiafla Mascha Tasekain. Also to your Ama, you shall do this. Hikisha Hakasa Lenirtsa. So we compare the Ama Ivriya to the Nirtsa. Ma Nirtsa ain't all Ved Lois Aben Velos Abbas. Nirtsa, as we learned in line 3 of the Brisa, which we'll have to find the source soon, Bez Hashem, just like a Nirtza does not serve either, Afam Ivriya, Eino Ovedes Lois Aben Velos Abbas. Says the Gemara, V'hayla Moscha Tasa Kein L'Hachi Yudha Asa. Is that what it's teaching me? Habi Boy L'Liki D'Tanya. We need it for the following Brisa, V'afla Moscha Tasa Kein L'Ha'anik, to teach me the laws of Anaka. Ata Omer L'Hayna Goeinu Elo L'Ritziya, K'shu Omer V'im Omer Yomar Ha'Eved, V'lo Amma Ivriya Ha'Ritziya Amur. I know from elsewhere that a woman cannot go through Ritzia. Hamani Mekayim Ba'afla Maschat HaSakein L'Ha'anik. So you see, the pasuk teaches me Ha'anaka. Not that an Amma Ivriya does not serve the Ben of the Vas. Im Kein, Nechtav Kral HaMaschat Kein. My Ta'aseh, Shma Minah, Tarti. If you learn Tarti, you learn both of those from that pasuk. Okay, we'll have to stop by the two dots. Then we'll continue tomorrow with Nirtza and the status of a guy and other issues relating to Avadim. Okay, we'll stop here.